Hello?
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to
Yes, ma'am.
advise you, this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Miss Asia? My name is Nicole McIntosh.
Yes, I'm doing good. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know if I'm supposed to reopen a claim, file a new one, but I had a we were laid off from my job, was supposed to file for us, and they didn't really give us any instructions. So all they said was to call a number that they gave us, I guess, to set up, do the direct deposit or whatever like that. But every time I check my climate portal, it says that my employer hasn't filed for this week. So I really didn't know if I was supposed to re I just don't know. All I know is we out of work for 3 weeks. We don't go back to work till next week. And I'm trying to figure out where my I got the letters that y'all sent about how much we're gonna get and how much I got in unemployment to receive and all that. I don't even know when we go back next week if we're gonna be laid off again up until, I really don't know until I go back to work, which is Monday. But I've been off for the last 2 weeks. This is my last week off.
Can I just start out by getting your full Social Security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. 417-278-0037.
Thank you. Can I have your first and your last name, please?
Nicole McIntosh, McIntosh.
Thank you. Can I have you verify your date of birth for me, please?
0927-1987.
Thank you. Can I have your driver license number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Could you just 1 second? I gotta find my wallet. One
Okay.
second. It's right here. Hold on. Ooh. It's 898-3739.
Thank you. And can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
McIntosh, McIntosh.
And thank you. One moment. So your employer has not filed your weekly certification for the benefit week ending 7/6/2024. What we're going to have to do is reopen your claim for you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement, and I understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. Could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you agree?
My
Thank
bad,
you.
yes.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Correct.
Can I have the last day work, please? The month, the day, and the year?
It was our last day was June 21st. We put a week in the hole in June 21st, 2024.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
No, they file. I don't even know what that means.
One moment.
Yes, ma'am. I know they file for us. I don't know what that TA is. I don't know.
TA benefits meaning training, employment, and case management services, job service allowances, relocation allowance, and income support in the form of trade readjustment allowances.
Oh, no, ma'am. I think no, because we just shut down, honestly. So does that come up under that?
No,
Oh,
ma'am.
okay. Thank you. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Yes. Did you
So, so
receive?
no.
You continue.
No, ma'am, I didn't file none of that.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And to confirm, your first name is spelled N-I-C-O-L-E.
Correct.
Thank you. To confirm, your last name is spelled M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H.
Correct.
Thank you. And has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And can I have your telephone number, please?
205-774-7344.
Thank you. And to confirm, your date of birth is 9/27/1987.
Correct.
Thank you. To confirm, your mother's maiden name is McIntosh.
Correct.
Thank you. And you do have a driver's license, that's correct?
ID, state ID.
And is that Alabama non-driver ID?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. To confirm, that the Alabama non-driver ID number is 176-0916.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. That ain't the number. You said one something. No, ma'am.
Can I have the Alabama?
This is what I have. Since I renew, went and got another. It's 898-3739. So that's probably the number that they put in for that personal identification thing to verify. That's probably the number that you just called out, and I need that. Because I don't know where they get that one. I don't know if when you, because my driver's license are suspended, so I'm in the process of getting them back. I don't know if we have different driver license number for ID number. I don't even know that.
Thank you. May I please have your race?
Black.
Thank you. Can I have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Correct.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. Can I have your residential country?
What country? USA, United States.
Thank you. And can I have your residential address, please?
155 Davis Road, Tuskegee, Alabama, 36083. Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Thank you. One moment.
Yes, ma'am. Damn, I wish I would have one said anything. I need to ask her what that number is. She just called out. That's what I need.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Correct.
Thank you. Can I have the occupation for the last job that you clocked out on and also the work description, please?
You said, could you repeat the question again, ma'am?
Yes. Sorry. Can I have the occupation for the last job that you clocked out on and the work description, please?
Bridges Grad, LLC.
What all did you do on that job?
Operator.
What type of operator were you?
A plant. So I was a line, assembly line.
Thank you. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No, not right now. I'm trying to see what they're going to do.
Can I have the occupation you're seeking to work in the work description, please?
I said, no, I'm not seeking to work in the different. I mean, I'm not seeking for work. I'm waiting on my job, basically. It's still what they're going to do.
So in order to be, in order to file unemployment, you have to be seeking work.
I mean, what I'm saying is, like, okay, if I'm seeking work, it would be up on the same job description, right?
So that's up to you, ma'am. So are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Correct. Thank you. I'm trying to find another job because I don't know if they what they're going to do.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Thank you.
Do you obtain work excessively through a union hiring hall?
No, I wish.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have that date, please?
July 15th, 2024.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
Correct.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
$17.50.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you own a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working with Sunday on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for receiving workers compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for receiving a pension from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April though? I do apologize. You have to let me finish the sentence.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
You're fine. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with health federal income tax?
No.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer, direct deposit or state debit?
The state debit. I already have a card, though.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Ventures card, that card is good until the valid through dates on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Ventures prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, that card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Ventures prepaid account. The Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a $1.35 fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. International transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long-form disclosure for ways to extra your funds and balance information for no fee. The long-form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft for credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit clpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions, file fees and services, and the cardholder agreement. What was the name of the last company that you clocked out on?
Business Grand LLC.
I can barely hear you, ma'am. You have to speak up for me, please.
Bridge and Stratton, LLC.
Thank you. Can I have the employer phone number?
Yes, could you hold just 1 second? I'm finna call it to you right now. I had it in my phone.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 334-821-7999. Make sure that's the right number. Make sure it's the, because I have a call-in number as well. I'm sorry. I don't want to give you the wrong number.
Yes, ma'am.
One second, make sure they have a call-in number, and I have a number. I don't understand why they gave us the numbers. Wait, I got a call-in number. I got the British Grand number right here.
So we only needed one number, ma'am. Is that the correct number?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to make sure that that wasn't the call-in number, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure that that was not our actual, you know how you call out of work or whatnot? I was just trying to make sure that that wasn't our call-out numbers. I wanted to make sure that was the number where you could actually, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, ma'am. That's the correct number.
Okay. And can I have the work location, city, and the state, please?
The city is Auburn, Alabama. The city and the state is Auburn, Alabama. I'm sorry.
And can I have you repeat that number again for me, please? I can barely understand when you stated it.
I'm sorry. I'm not in the rural area, baby. I apologize. 334-821-7999. Like 7999.
Thank you. And can I have your employment start date, the month, day, and year, please?
How would I give you that if I was laid off for 4 months last year, but my original start date was January the 21st, 2021.
And can I have the last day work, please, the month, the day, and the year?
That was my original start date. I don't know how to give it to you. I'm sorry. I know I'm being recorded or whatever. Anyway, I'm trying to understand. Do I give you my original or my rehire?
We will need the employment start date, the month, the day, and the year, and the last day work, the month, the day, and the year.
I understand it. See what I'm saying now? Okay, I'll just give you my rehire date. Then that was April 15, 2024. The last day I clocked out was June 21st.
I do apologize, ma'am. Is that the beginning date when you first started the job, the month, the day, and the year?
No. No, the beginning date when I ever first started that job.
That's
was
correct.
Was January 2022. January the 21st, 2022. My last day, I guess you can go ahead and say it was June 21, 2024.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got confused with the questions. I didn't know, because I'm a rehire too. Like, they called me to come back as well.
Yes.
So I didn't know if I, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is still the same in the system. When I came back, I was only laid off for 4 months.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
You talking about now?
That's correct.
Oh, no, ma'am. Neither quit nor fired. It was shut down, laid off, shut down.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Did you receive vacation pay?
No.
Thank you. What about sick pay or holiday pay?
Now, sick pay, no. holiday pay, I don't know how that works because we was actually off for that. I don't know if we, since we work our last day was the 21st of June, and then we also go back on the 15th. So I guess the last day of work plus the day that you go back, I think we do get paid for the 4th of July. I don't, that's a question mark. I really can't understand, I really can't say that.
So I do apologize for these questions. You only have to answer, I do apologize. You will please have to answer yes or no. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Did you receive the holiday pay?
No, ma'am, I didn't receive it.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Thank you. Give me one moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Can I have you verify your first name, last name, and full social security number?
Nicole McIntosh, 417-278-0037.
Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. With, according to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 4 feet and 11 inches, 5 feet and 2 inches, 5 feet and 7 inches, 6 feet and 0 inches. My height is not reported as any of these values.
I don't think my height on my driver's license say 5 feet tall.
Thank you.
Five even.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1995 Pontiac Grand Prix, 2001 Acura CL, a 2003 BMW 7 Series, a 2005 Audi TT, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Did you say an Acura what? TL? What year was that?
2001 Acura CL, 2003 BMW 7 Series, 2005.
The 95 Pontiac.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Columbia, Franklin, Bristol, Knoxville, or none of the above?
Knoxville.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 129 Lennox Drive, 130 Monroe Drive, 1522 Charter East Circle, 7625 Kelsey Court. I've never been associated.
Charter Circle. I mean, what? 1522.
That's correct.
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following street addresses in Troy have you ever lived at or been associated with? 103 Creek Stand Road, 119 North Ridge Lane, 1497 Swindale Road, 2662 County Road 1149. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
You said Troy?
Is 103 Creek Stand Road, 119 North Ridge Line, 1497 Swindale Road.
I think it's North Ridge Line. I'm sorry. I was just making sure the city that you called was Troy, Alabama, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I think it's North Ridge Line.
Thank you. I hereby file an internet claim for an unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Ma'am, repeat. I'm sorry.
I hereby file an internet claim for the unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
I certify the presence of a jury that the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claim and Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. We came to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim just finished. I suggest you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to Alabama Works, alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to file the instruction listed in the booklet can cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week, decline your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week can result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims these kind of weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12 or 1 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as described by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made by the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with the union. Employees who want to verify short-term layoff. Claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. And that's Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to make a work search but must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Your claim is completed. I have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
I need that in my bank statement. Okay, I'm ready now. Go ahead.
So it's 489.
489-4511-05.
And your PIN number to file your claim each and every week is 3787.
Did y'all generate that?
I'm not understanding, man. What are you meaning?
The PIN number. So that, is this the number that I use to...
That's the number you use to file your claim each and every week.
So that's the number, I'm saying, like, when I call in? Well, you already said if I have any questions. Okay. I was just asking, is that the number, like, was this a calling number or do I use the claiming portal?
I'm not understanding. That transaction number that I gave you is 489-45-1105. That's confirming that your claim was completed today.
Yes, ma'am, I understand the transaction number. I was asking about the PIN number. Is that what I use online?
You use that to file your claim each and every week, ma'am.
Okay.
You use that online where either you can contact that number that I gave you to do your weekly certifications each and every week.
What is the number? Is that 1-831 number? I mean, the 1-800-321 number?
No, ma'am, the number is 800.
Okay, 800, okay.
752-7389.
Okay, and this is the number that I would call every Sunday?
It's Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. You cannot do it on Saturdays.
Okay, okay, we can try our number. Okay, thank you so much. I like the way that you're so straight to the point.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you enjoy your day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.